afternoon. I'm Kevin Robbins from the Reading Moon Broadcasting News Center with a 105.9 KSL Country News Update. The 30-day session of the New Mexico legislature is officially underway following the usual pomp and circumstance present at the beginning of the annual gathering of lawmakers. Governor Susana Martinez, delivering her final State of the State address, began her speech with a little humor while taking a dig at Democratic members of the legislature.
I was actually going to forego this speech this year and let you guys get right to work. But since you all sued me and demanded that I explain myself more, sit back and relax.
Then she got down to the business of what she expects from the House and Senate over the next month. Before the session, Martinez had unveiled a series of legislative proposals designed to crack down on crime throughout the state. Among them were bills to expand the state's three strikes law for violent felons, in addition to restoring the death penalty. She addressed those and other initiatives during the speech, also focusing on reducing taxes for both individuals and small business.
The big one is out there. We've studied it, we've debated it. Let's finally tackle comprehensive tax reform this session.
The New Mexico State Police are still investigating a police shooting that occurred yesterday in Portales. The incident occurred following a pursuit in a tractor. A witness to the shooting notes that the man was damaging property located southeast of the city, the tractor with a front-end loader. State police are reporting that Roosevelt County Sheriff's deputies were the first to arrive on the scene that occurred at 18th Street near Kilgore Avenue. The man was apprehended just after 1 p.m. and was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. No officers were injured in the incident, and it is still under investigation by the New Mexico State Police. The man has not yet been identified as of the time of this newscast. We'd previously reported that the City of Clovis Cultural and Ethnic Affairs Committee was scheduled to meet at noon today. An announcement was made earlier this morning that the scheduled meeting was canceled, and a notice will be provided for the next meeting date. Eastern New Mexico bundled up for the cold front overnight that brought in low temperatures in some areas into the single digits overnight and into the morning, but it could have certainly been worse. In regional news, a portion of Interstate 25 had to be shut down last night following a multiple vehicle collision south of Las Vegas. The state police are reporting that around 20 vehicles were involved in the chain collision that claimed two lives and injured many others on roads that rapidly turned icy due to inclement weather and frozen precipitation. State police report the chain of collisions began when a semi-truck jackknifed on the interstate and caused another 19 vehicles to crash at the scene. This evening's forecast, mostly clear skies, lows down around 10 degrees with wind chill values to minus 2. And coming up on Wednesday, it's going to be sunny tomorrow with a daytime high of 42 degrees. The local news update, part of Reading Moon Broadcasting's community commitment to be your number one local information station. I'm Kevin Robbins on 105.9 KSL Country. Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Robbins from the Reading Moon Broadcasting News Center with a 105.9 KSL Country local news update. In Eastern New Mexico University news, Dr. Jeff Elwell became the 10th president of ENMU over the past weekend, officially assuming his duties on Saturday. The ENMU Board of Regents will be holding a special telephonic meeting next Monday for the purpose of their annual authorizing of officers' signature authority. Beyond that, Regents will hold a retreat at ENMU Roswell coming up later this month on July 19th. The purpose of the retreat will be to discuss the communication processes, current and future status of university procedures, and other thoughts pertaining to working relationships between staff, administration, and board. No official action will be taken at that retreat. Governor Susana Martinez announced earlier today that records were shattered for tourism in New Mexico. 34.4 million trips were taken in the state in 2016, and that would eclipse the previous record of 2015 by a full million trips. That would mark New Mexico's tourism growth at double the national average. The governor said that with a record number of people visiting, that means more money spent in our communities, large and small. Overall, trips to New Mexico have grown 15.4% dating back to 2010, with the past year seeing the largest single-year increase since the introduction of the New Mexico True campaign. United Way of Eastern New Mexico concluded their third annual diaper drive earlier this week on Monday. Executive Director Aaron Birch said the drive was a stunning success.
This was our biggest year ever. We're super excited to have raised over 20,000 diapers for our communities, Clovis and Bertalis. So we're just so amazed and grateful that our community stepped up and is answering the call and reaching out to families and protecting our littlest citizens.
Birch said the diaper drive helps to protect the well-being of children and will lessen the anxiety of struggling parents in Korean Roosevelt counties. Those diapers will now be provided to area agencies to help support their efforts in providing to residents in need. And as we reported this morning, a Clovis child was airlifted to a Lubbock hospital following a near-drowning incident that occurred yesterday afternoon. Around 2 p.m., officers with the Clovis Police Department were dispatched to Hillcrest Park. Upon arrival, officers, as well as Clovis Fire Department personnel, worked to recover a 12-year-old male who was submerged under the water in a pond at the park. Once out of the water, the child was taken to Plains Regional Medical Center, but later flown to a Lubbock hospital. He is listed in critical condition, and the incident is still under investigation. Taking a look at the area forecast, 20% chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms later this evening. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds. A low tonight of 65. And coming up on Thursday, mostly sunny skies tomorrow with a daytime high of 94 degrees. That's your local news update, part of Renew Moon Broadcasting's community commitment to be your number one local information station. I'm Kevin Robbins on 105.9 KSL Country.